We're looking this morning at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I read beginning with verse 14 through 18. The scriptures reads, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Now this is plain. It is plain that this is written to believers who are told not to be yoked or joined together with unbeliever. That is, either in business or marriage or fellowship of any sort, yoked or joined together. Talking to believers. Now, if you listen to this program, you will hear me often make this clear, that the Word of God is primarily written to God's people. I make that clear most of the time. You will never hear this preacher, or any true preacher for that matter, tell everyone who listens things like this: God loves you, Jesus died for you. Or apply. You will never hear a true preacher apply God's word to everyone indiscriminately. That's what false preachers do. They lie on God. They lie to people. They twist, pervert, and corrupt and handle the Word of God deceitfully and give people a false refuge, a false hope. But I do not do that. Neither does any true preacher. I preach the Word to all. I preach the truth to all. For this is what it pleased God to use to save souls with, preaching of the Word, of the Gospel, the Word of truth. But I make a clear distinction to all that this is God's Word, His power, His voice. And God has a people, an elect people, saints, sheep they're called. There are sheep and there are goats. I tell all who know, worship, and love God as God, I tell them God loves you. That's why you know Him as God. Worship Him as God in spirit and truth. I tell all who do not know Him as such and worship Him as such, the wrath of God abides upon you. I tell all who worship and believe and trust and love the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, as sovereign Lord, the only Savior, their only mediator, the only intercessor, their only righteousness, their only acceptance with God. I tell all those who truly look to Christ and Christ alone and glorify Him as such, I tell them Christ died for you and He's coming again to take you to Himself, to separate you from the rest of the Antichrist world. I tell those who do not worship Christ alone, those who mix anything or anyone or anything else with Christ, with their worship so-called of Christ, I tell them they are Antichrist. They're of their father, the devil. And Christ is coming to destroy you. And so once again, I say, this passage right here is written to and speaks to the saints of God, the elect of God, believers, true Christians or Christians, those who are true worshipers and followers of Christ alone. And He said, it is written, Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? Christ with Baal or Belial? The believers with infidels. Now, did you hear those distinctions made by God's Word? Righteous and unrighteous. Light, darkness. Christ, Belial. Believers, infidel. That's a clear distinction God's Word makes. It plainly tells us that there are those who are righteous and there are those who are unrighteous. There are the just and the unjust. There are light and darkness, true believers and unbelievers or infidels. There are sons of God and sons of the devil. Isn't it clear? That is, if you have understanding, as it is if you have eyesight. It's clear to the people of God. Well, who are the righteous? Who are the unrighteous? Who is this? What does it mean to be light? What does it mean to be darkness? What does it mean to be a Christian, a Christian, or a son of Belial? Or who are the righteous here? He makes a distinction. Who are the righteous? Well, the righteous are those who are in Christ, who of God is made unto them righteousness. That's 1 Corinthians 1:30. Do you know what that means? That Christ is made unto you righteousness? That Christ is the Lord, their righteousness? That the righteous are those who are in Christ, who is their righteousness. Do you know what that means, people, those who listen? The righteous are those who, by the sovereign electing grace and power of God, see themselves as unholy and see Christ as their holiness. They see themselves naked and they see Christ as their covering, their robe, their garment, their wedding garment. The righteous are those who see themselves as unrighteous and see Christ as their righteousness. Do you know what that means? Well, the unrighteous are those who are not in Christ, those who think they have a righteousness, those who think they are righteous because of the way they look, the way they dress, the way they walk, the way they talk, those who think they are holy or holiness, but by their dedication, their devotion, their religious duties, their abstinence from certain meats or drinks, their piety, their works of righteousness, when in fact it is all a bunch of filthy rags to God. He sees right through their stinking, filthy works of self-righteousness. It stinks to God. It smells of self-glory and not the sweet-smelling savor of Christ's glory. That's the unrighteous, and that's the righteous. Well, who are light? It says there's light and there's darkness. Well, people, you cannot see anything without light. Without some light, you are in total darkness. You cannot see anything. You'll stumble, you'll fall, you don't know what's in front of you, you don't know what you look like, you don't know what anything else looks like. You're in darkness. Light is sight. Without light, we can't see. We are in darkness. Christ is called the light of the world. Whomever God Almighty shines the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, which is in Christ Jesus, that person has light. And that comes from God's Word, which is light. The entrance of thy Word giveth light, Scripture said. Whoever God shines the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, all the glory of God is in Jesus Christ. The salvation of God is in Jesus Christ. The righteousness of God is in Jesus Christ. Acceptance with God is in Jesus Christ. Entrance into heaven is through Jesus Christ alone. That person sees Christ clearly. That man sees Christ clearly, sees man clearly, see salvation clearly by the light of God's Word in light of Jesus Christ. They see Christ as their all in salvation. I mean all. Not part, but all. They see Christ as their all, as their light, as their life, as the way, truth, and life. They see man as he is. They see clearly man is dead. Man is depraved. Man is an unholy, filthy creature. Man is dead, and God must raise him to life. Man is unable. With man it is impossible. They see that clearly from God's Word and by experience. They see how all of God's Word, which is light, shows forth, sheds forth, illuminates the Son of Righteousness. Well, who is darkness? Well, whoever is darkness is those are those who do not see God as He is. God. Absolute, sovereign. Those who do not see God as He is. Those who do not see man for what he is, as God sees it. Those who do not see the truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are in darkness. And darkness is ignorance. Darkness is likened in Scriptures to ignorance. Darkness is being under superstitions. The superstitions handed down through the years by men. Traditions, the traditions of men, of denominations. Those who are in captivity to men, under their rules and regulations and under their law. Those who are under law, those who are still under the Levitical law are in darkness. That's right. Christ, those who are in darkness, some of these who are in darkness, Christ, who is light, leads captivity captive. Takes him out from under the captivity of darkness, of ignorance, of men, of false prophets, of the devil himself, who has them captive at his will. And Christ, by his all-powerful sovereign will, leads those who are under captivity, leads them captive to himself. The Lord's free men, bond slaves, yet willing. Who is a believer? Talks about a believer and an unbeliever, a believer and an infidel. Well, infidel means those who are not faithful. A believer is one who has faith, full of faith. Who is a believer? The faithful believer is one who's devoted to the glory of God. The faithful believer is the one who's devoted to the glory of Christ. Faithful believer is the one who's devoted to the magnification, the exaltation of the name of God being above all others. The infidel, the unfaithful, does not give God all the glory. Does not give God all the glory, but gives some to man, gives some to himself. The infidel is one who's not devoted to the glory of Christ's name, of Christ's person, of Christ's work. But he has his or her name as equal to Christ. He has his or her righteousness as part of this work of salvation. He has his or her devotion and dedication and consecration and works and so forth as being something that God Almighty is well pleased with, when God is only pleased for Christ's righteousness. Well, the infidel is one who's not truly devoted to, but is unfaithful to, the glory of God. And so how can we have fellowship? How can we? Oh, no, we can't walk together. We don't worship the same God. We don't worship the same Christ. One's in light, one's in darkness. And I say with the prophet, who is on the Lord's side and who is on man's side? Who is for God's glory? Who is for man's glory? And we'll have fellowship if you're in it for God's glory. Till next Sunday, good day.